Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And we'll begin with the Irish Independent this morning. News Talk Breakfast will be debating the residential zoned land tax. That's the main story on the front of the Indo. Apparently the Greens are furious at Fianna Fáil over the plan to shelve the tax. This was the front page story of the paper yesterday, that the plans were being shelved. Now the Greens reacting to it. The Green Party said to be very angry over Fianna Fáil plans to defer the controversial residential zoned land tax until after the next general election. A reminder, this tax is a tax on land hoarding, so you don't hold on to land until the price goes up to sell it. Fianna Fáil is shelving that. They've been accused, I think, by Sinn Féin of electioneering. The Greens themselves say the decision means that the tax might never happen. Finance Minister Jack Chambers is planning to postpone the tax for a year and ensure that zoned land worked by farmers isn't liable for the land hoarding tax. There was a fear, I think, among farmers that they might have to pay this tax. So all in all, it's been shelved, but the Greens aren't happy. Environmentalists, I'm sure, will have a view on it as well. And is the government serious about housing, is the question being posed. Main story on the front of the Irish Daily Mail is also about the budget. Parents are being targeted in a budget charm offensive. I'm sure parents would see through this if that were to be true, but free school books will be extended to Leaving Cert students in the budget as part of a charm offensive by the Coalition. A reminder, the budget is on October 1st. It's only August 21st, but we're still talking about it. And the government is looking to expand the hot school meals programme outside of term time in a bid to help disadvantaged families. Government leaders are going to break their own self-imposed spending rule in an attempt to convince the public to elect them for another term, according to the Mail. So how parents are being wooed is with free school books and more hot meals. Staying with parents' issues, promises galore but little action, not for sick kids, is the headline. The Irish Sun says, best start in life for every child, but not for sick kids. Simon Harris announced yesterday how Fine Gael is delivering for families, but this isn't true for kids waiting for scoliosis surgery, the Irish Sun says on the front page. They've been leading with their Kids Can't Wait campaign. The Irish Examiner on the front page, girl 12 in hospital after masked gang raid her home. Another horrific incident involving a child. More on that on News Talk Breakfast. A 12-year-old child is in a serious condition in hospital in Dublin with a possible brain bleed after her home was attacked by a gang of up to five masked men in North Cork on Monday night. Just an horrific story. Also getting people talking is the new Road Safety Authority's ad, which is being described as deeply insensitive. The Road Safety Authority has been accused of displaying appalling disrespect to people with disabilities after a controversial new ad campaign equated someone losing their driving licence with losing their independence. And then people who don't drive or can't drive are very upset about this ad. But look, an ad is an ad. It's certainly getting people talking about road safety and the RSA, so they'll probably be happy with the publicity. The Irish Times on the front page, proportion of students at private schools declines. The number of students attending fee-charging secondary schools is declining. It represents the decrease represents the expansion of new school places in the free education sector in response to record numbers of school children at second level. So 7% of boys and 5% of girls were in private school in the last academic year, which is down from 9% for boys and 7% for girls back in 2007. Staying with education, the average cost of going to college is now €15,632 a year. Of course, this being in a country where we're supposed to have free education, it actually costs 15 grand a year to go to college. And that's up €536 on last year because of inflation. The Indo says that a fifth of young people are reported to be skipping meals this year to save money in order to go to college. So that's the cost now of going to college. In Ireland, Letterkenny remains the cheapest student town in Ireland, and obviously the city's the most expensive to go to college. couple of final stories. Rosa Tralee, here's your spoiler alert because the winner has been announced. I didn't stay up for it. I watched it till 10:30. But the winner is, according to the Mail, the New Zealand student Keely O'Grady. Last night crowned the new Rosa of Tralee, 21 years of age, studies at Canterbury University, was in disbelief when her name was announced, and she wins a new Kia Niro plug-in hybrid for a year and a world travel prize valued at €25,000. And final story comes from the Irish Sun about the phrases that young people use. And this is very interesting because for a lot of people, they struggle with the sort of terms that young people say. So new slang used by youngsters on social media is baffling older people and tourists alike. So you have Savvy B for Sauvignon Blanc, Carrie Nash for Coronation, and Parry Limps for the Paris Olympics. Other favourites among Gen Z include Cozy Lives for the Cost of Living, Jackie P for Jacket Potato, and Panny D for Pandemic. A poll of 2,000 adults found people over the age of 50 admit they're left in the dark, and a quarter thought Carrie Nash was a term for binge-watching Coronation Street. Other ones here, so the Monaco Grand Prix is the Mon GP. Then you have, what else do we have? Jenny Leck is General Election. Menti B is a mental breakdown. Banny Halls is Bank Holiday. Holly Jops is a holiday job, whatever that is. Spenny is expensive. And Platy Jubes, we heard about that during the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. More about that in the Sun. Now, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher. Providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.